AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales. The Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
How we doing, everyone? Welcome to this week's episode of the Real Talk Podcast. Your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, we're going to get straight into it this week. We can't mess around. We don't want to keep letting all the fans down for all these correspondents that we keep missing. So we're going to get straight into it this week. And we'll start off nice and easy. We'll start off with just a general message from Lee. And he says, Ash, you might as well give up on the gaming for the rest of the year now. Try again in 2024.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. I've actually unplugged my Switch now this week.
Ready for the Christmas tree?
Well, yeah and no. Just because I weren't using it. And yeah, but for that fact, I know for a fact I'm not going to do it for the rest of the show. So I am, in fact, probably giving up this year.
Yeah, I think you're definitely going to have to. I've still been playing a little bit myself, to be fair. I've just started on Dragon Quest 11, which, yeah, it's all them games, like the Dragon Quest ones are all the same, basically, so it's okay.
Have you seen the Dragon Ball Sparkling, though?
The game isn't, sorry. I was getting confused, because obviously there's the new anime, Diamond, which I still haven't watched any of that yet. But Sparkling, when that came out the other week, that was all that was on my feed at once. Was literally everyone just raging about
done well in sales.
Well, you can imagine so, really, can't you? It's just so big worldwide Dragon Ball franchise.
Yeah. I liked Dragon Ball Kakarot, where it was like kind of open world, so you could fly and then you do missions. It a bit like, no, I don't want to say Grand Theft Auto, but open world, sort of speak. You weren't really linear. These ones look good because I do like what if scenarios.
Because it pretty much was like the what if Marvel show, wasn't it? Literally is like what happened.
So it was like what if Vegeta turned Super Saiyan and all stuff like that.
I think the one is if Goku turned Super Saiyan before Frieza. Spoilers for anyone that hasn't played it, but we haven't played it either.
Just what we've seen.
Yeah. I did see, I don't know if it's real or not, but an apparent leak from GTA 6 that's been in production for like 20 years now.
I feel like there's a leak all the time with this guy.
Well, this was allegedly gameplay. Because at first, I didn't read the caption, and I thought someone had recorded something with some stupid fucking filter on the camera.
Yeah.
It's that realistic that it looks just as if there's some strange filter on the camera slightly.
Right, because this computer game is going to cost over £100 in there.
I've not seen prices, but I can't say I'm surprised.
Obviously, because normal game at the moment, what, 60, 70 quid for the standard game?
Straight off the shelf, yeah.
So they reckon this one's going to be at least over £100 just for the game, just because it lasted, how long's number 5 lasted? Almost 10 years, I think.
Yeah, people still play it, don't they?
Is that for PS5, the Grand Theft Auto? I'm sure
it's going to have
to be. There's no new gen coming out soon, is there?
Yeah, there's, because they're only just, I don't even know if it's actually released yet, but the PS5 Pro Because it would just come out or about to come out. So they're not going to release an updated version of the current console if within 12 months there's going to be a next one out. Otherwise, the only one that I know of is the Nintendo Switch 2, which again, I don't even know when that's meant to be coming out.
2026. So obviously, we've got the Legends, the Pokemon Legends of ZR,
yeah.
Next year, and then I think the year after the Switch 2 comes out. Everything's money, money.
Yeah.
Everything's money.
Because I didn't realise how long the Switch had been out for until I saw it the other day. And I mean, I didn't buy it straight away, but I'd got that for a good enough price. So I think it was £200 as the little bundle when I did buy it. But yeah, the price of some of these consoles. But then again, they always have been expensive, haven't they? They're just, when you look back and you think, yeah, that was cheap, like £150 for a PS1. But back then, that was like a month's worth of wages for someone.
With the PS1, you get cheap games, though, innit? Cheap your PlayStation, turn it upside down, you know.
I'm guessing it was more than one game, but there was one that I had, I think it was Ridge Racer or Rage Racer, that once the race had loaded, you could pause it, take the CD out and put in a music CD so you could listen to like Nickelback or whatever while you're driving or doing actual race because the race had already loaded up. It used to be fucking great, that did.
Obviously, everyone who had the PS1 chipped had a chip guy, and he used to, like, every now and again when you used to buy a game, he used to bring the new list of games that you could buy.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I think it was £5 or £3, £4, £10 of the games were. It was £5 for one game, £3, £4, £10. I might be wrong.
I think it was that at first, and then towards the end, you could get like £3 for a £5.
Yeah, I think So when he first, I remember like when he first chipped it. So I think someone at my dad's workplace had his chip. Told my dad about it when he got it chipped, and then it's just so fucking. When we used to go to like the market, we used to rob the games.
Yeah.
Like, I remember them, you could buy two games for £5. And we used to get like the extra disc and put it in between the one we're buying. So we had like three games. And that was magic at home. I'm excited to play and never used to fucking work. The game would just crash.
Struggles are back in the day. I remember getting my first PS1, which was already chipped because it was fucking second hand.
Do you remember the first game you played?
I feel like it was Spyro. Was cool the first borders, game that I had.
Spyro was a good game. Cool Borders. Do you remember SSX Tricky for the PS2?
Yeah. Considering I don't like snowboarding and skateboarding, banging out them games, Tony Hawk's and all that. Yeah, they were great. Yeah, I remember because it was only a couple of weeks after my mum had kicked Dad out of the house, and he's turned up with this PS1 with a couple of games in a black bag. So no doubt it's been nicked.
Yeah.
And then it somehow ended up in my dad's hands with the games as well. And already pre-chipped. So it was ready to go.
Yeah.
I was fucking loving it as well. But back then, we only had the one TV in the house. So, you know, it was limited screen time, really. And then, as I got a little bit older, when Mum was with next fella after that, he just played the PlayStation all the time. He was a weird guy. I mean, you know what I'm on about anyway. So he's weird for other reasons that you know. But he'd sit there all night playing Formula One, and he'd do like the full 72 laps on that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And Gran Turismo, we'd do fucking full sessions on it. Ones where in real life, you have four drivers to swap over. And he's doing it non-stop on his own. And I'm like, can I have my PlayStation back now? Like, can I play something of my games? Fucking, he was a dickhead, he was. I don't know people. Well, I know a lot of people do it, but I couldn't do it. Even
what game? Like, throughout the night?
For hours and hours non-stop. I know we used to do some long hours back in the day, but doing like a 16-hour gaming session, and then literally just going to sleep and back up and back on it again.
I think the way people have like a setup now, and it's not like, I know me and you've got it, you put the TV on, but you know, people have it as in terms of like they've got a gaming room you know how what I'm saying. Yeah. A lot of people have that now. So if you had that, I feel like you would do more because there's nothing to else to distract you besides the gaming.
Yeah, I suppose, but...
But I think if you're into games like Call of Duty, which we're not, and Halo, those kind of like they're third-person shooters, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't into those kind of games. There's just more of them out there, aren't there?
Yeah.
And FIFA, fucking, what, EA 25?
Yeah.
How the fuck you money some of those?
We ain't got enough time to play them to be good enough to play them online. Yeah. When PC gaming was like on the startup, especially with the online gaming as well, I did used to play Unreal Tournament, which was again like COD and that, but it was Aliens essentially. Yeah. And it used to be all right because everyone was all on the same level basically. No one would play that much that they were fucking top tier. So you could just go on it for an hour and just terrorize people and then just have a laugh and be like, yeah, fuck you, and just go.
I think that's the thing, and there's no fun in it. Like, you come across someone on FIFA with, like, the ultimate team or the...
Yeah, already got
the smash your 3-0, then you rage quit, or you beat them 2-0 with your shit team and the rage quit at half-time. Yeah.
That was the main reason why I ended up stopping playing online games, was because of that, because I haven't got enough time and just patience to fucking put up with that shit, because it is pointless, especially when, because with FIFA, I used to get it a lot where they'd make a new account or something so they could go onto a lower tier and then just embarrass everyone.
Yeah.
So, no, you're obviously not meant for this league. Fucking stop being a cunt. So, I ain't got the patience for it. One console that is about to come out, I don't know the date, but the N64,
yeah, I've seen this
little regen, little bastard. It looks absolutely beautiful.
I haven't seen in terms of what's it going to look like. I've just read an article on it.
Yeah. So it's got the same body of the original N64, basically, but it's just trimmed down, all just nice and smooth. It doesn't look like it just pulls apart in separate pieces. You've still got the ports for the Joy-Cons in the front as well, so you can have the old wired remotes, Joy-Cons in. And then you can still, so I think it's got like either so many built in, or you can put like an SSD in with load of games in, but then you can still get your old cartridges and whack it in. And the console itself redoes the graphics so it comes up better on the screen. So you're not going off a 64-bit, you're going up to a newer standard.
Right.
Obviously it's not going to be Mario Kart 64 in 4K, but it's gonna boost them up.
Yeah.
So that might be one that I end up do treating myself to be fair. There was a lot of N64 games I used to love.
I'm just saying, I can't remember any N64 games. I remember some GameCube games, but the Sonic games were good on the GameCube. Remember the Sonic games?
Sonic games on the GameCube?
Yeah, I can't remember the name. But
to be fair, I've never had a GameCube. Yeah. I've got one at the moment.
I had the little discs.
It's only from probably being at yours or something, really.
I've got my mum's is a GameCube.
I've got one in the house. It's the missus, but I've never played it.
In my mum's loft, there's definitely a PS1, PS2, PS3, GameCube, N64, definitely, and an Xbox, and an Xbox 360 in the loft.
Just no good there, right? Not that you play the games anyway.
Plus, I can't play the old graphics anymore.
I struggle because I was looking at some games the other day, and it was like Game Boy Advance ones, and because I'm seeing the actual the game art, and then I'm looking down at the game, the actual case was fucking mint, and you go down, it's just fucking just pixels, and it's like, oh god, no, I wouldn't be able to sit there, especially because I do prefer upscaling it to like the Switch or to the TV, and if you're just looking at fucking blurriness, I wouldn't be able to cope with that. You know, I already need to go to the opticians again. I don't need to fucking make it even worse. Extra strain. I've lost my train of thought now. Super Mario 64. Always love playing that. Fucking doing his triple jump. And Banjo and Kazooie. That was the one on fucking the N64. It was, like, again, just the generic shit. It's that Spyro kind of game that you can just play and play, and it's just loads of laughs.
The game that I used to, and I think I mentioned before, was Worms. Used to make me laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
They still make them as well. Yeah, you can get it on your phone, I think. So, yeah, some of them were fucking... Because that was pre-playing online. Because, again, I know with the newer ones, you can do it online.
Yeah.
But you couldn't easily be really good at it. Because a lot of it was luck, because the wind changed on every turn.
Yeah,
you got a select amount of weapons, and you got to fucking try and hide and this and that. And it's one that you could just genuinely have a laugh with. The odd person would get a bit fucking pissed off, but you can't, because you had to play in the room together. You couldn't just rage quit and fuck off. So if you was pissed off and you wanted to rage quit, you're walking out the door, not just turning the console off. So yeah, those kind of games, they were the ones. I love seeing these old console mods as well. So I see it with the PS2s, again with the PS1s and that as well, but essentially it's like a big memory bank that gets put into it. It's got all the games and that. There's a lot that can be done with the GameCube as well, because as I say, I've got one in the house, but it's not mine, hence why I haven't done it and won't do it. But there's all different inserts to put in and that, and then because I didn't even know you could put your Game Boy games in the GameCube originally.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Basically goes in the memory card slot.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So,
did it?
Not in the memory card slot. No. I know it's fucking me. But it looks like a memory card slot. It's on the top, though, behind where you put the disc in.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
If I would have known that fucking when I was a kid, I would have wanted a GameCube, definitely, though. Just upscaling the old Pokemon Red onto the TV would have been good back then. Not so much now.
Oh, that's the game. Sorry, N64 Pokemon Snap.
And
Pokemon Colosseum.
Was they did the remake? Not a remake, but
look, they done one for the Switch, didn't they? Pokemon. I can't remember what it was called.
They did they did both, didn't they? They did a Snap and a Colosseum. I think the Colosseum was just like a refurbed version. But Snap was a new one.
Super Smash Bros. That was good for me.
Yeah, the original ones as well, because again, when it went onto the Switch and playing online, it's the same again. Because at least when it was the original ones, you just button bashed and you couldn't get a proper technique. You just smashed the life out of the controller and that's it. You either win or lose. But yeah, not enough these days. Lee, he's not going to play any games this year now anyway.
As much as I would like to, it doesn't... I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's just all down to the time. None of us have got the time, really. And so I do try and play an hour or so. But like last Sunday, I switched the computer on. And then like after 40 minutes, I could feel myself like wanting to fall asleep. Even though, I'm playing the game, I just couldn't stay focused enough to keep myself awake. Just because a lot of the games, they've got so long cutscenes and that, and so you have to watch it to continue the story to know what's going on. But it's not, I just want to fucking play the game. That's why I'm glad I've finished that one. And then I've just started Dragon Quest this week, because that is more where you can just walk around and just keep fighting and get your levels up and that. It's not that easy, like the way that the newer Pokemon games are, that you can just fucking get leveled up so quick. You have to put a load of time and effort in to do it. So, I'm quite enjoying it at the moment, to be fair. I've only played a couple hours off, but it's more of an old school feel to it. Yeah. You say, them ones are all the same. You can pick up from literally 1 to, I think, the one that I'm playing, 11, is the newest one. Apart from the graphics gradually get better, it's all the same shit. You know, the storyline's all basically the same. It's fucking just the same, Caesar. So I'm the only gamer in this dynamic duo. We've got a message from Laura, and she says, with the autumn truly here now, have you got any cozy traditions or tips?
Oh, cozy traditions. I mean, the one thing we do, but it's more of a Christmas thing, is get all matching pajamas Christmas Eve.
Well, Well, yeah, but that is a Christmas one, isn't
it? So for autumn cozy tradition.
I mean, a tip that I would say is make sure your drive and whatever is leaf free, because they're slippery fuckers. The amount of times I've slipped just not paying attention or not getting my foot in right while I'm out walking the dog, and you say, oh, fucking hell, nearly on my arse.
No, one thing we have got planned is pumpkin picking, which we've never done before with COVID. Got a few things lined up. It's going a bit off topic here. Obviously, coming up to a birthday and then Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But like, come November, it's like week after week.
Non-stop.
One thing we are, I think I told you off the pod, is doing the Christmas lights where you walk through and you see all the Christmas lights at Coombe Abbey.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, but, so...
Yeah, because that's right by me anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I got booked ages ago.
I can walk through the back woodlands and meet you there and not have to pay anything.
You have to pay, mate.
I ain't fucking paying.
Nah. Yeah, so they do all the... There's one upside yours as well, and we got... Yeah, but that's all Christmas stuff. But in terms of autumn traditions...
Traditionally...
Cozy.
Yeah, I mean, all I'd say is just doing the homemade soups, not buying a cup of soup. Do a banging homemade soup.
A good stew would be nice.
Yeah, stews and that. Just warm foods. Yeah. But it's got to be homemade. You can't fucking just ring up or go on the app, Just Eat and stuff and get a fucking soup with a cheese butty or a stew.
I do love, though, in the winter, like getting like a nice tracksuit, like a fresh tracksuit, mate, which was so expensive at the moment. Anyway, but like a nice tracksuit, get out, you get your snacks, and just have a fucking movie there.
Which
I can't really do anyway. But yeah.
No, it's I know what you're saying. I mean, that kind of thing, I've got to get fucking sorted out myself. But last weekend, I did do the first time this year now. The roasted garlic, tomato, homemade soup, cheese on toast, made my own loaf as well. Fucking block of bloomer. Banging. Missus was so jealous because it's the first time I've done that style of a loaf and it come out a fucking treat. But cheese on toast, bit of Worcester sauce on it as well. Fucking dippy dip straight into the fucking soup. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. So I'd say just a bit of getting that home cooking mood. Ready for the actual winter, really, because that's when you need the proper comfort food. Then, was you going to say something else?
No, I was going to say, like, if obviously if anyone's got these,
to be fair,
let us know, because
I wouldn't have thought of autumn as a time of the year for having traditions. But then again, we didn't even know about a hot girl autumn either, did we?
No, we are a bit behind stuff like seasonal stuff.
But
we're willing to learn.
Yeah, we're willing to learn.
For us, it's hard enough.
We're open-minded.
Yeah.
But
well, we just went from gaming as well to hot girl summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, soups and cheese on toast.
We've got it, mate.
Got it all. Sam Smith is still a prick, though.
No doubt.
He's not ready for it. I've got to give the weekly mention to our mate James as well, haven't we?
You know, honestly, you used to just need to get this over with.
Get one over with, though.
Go to a game. You should go to a game together.
Well, James, I'm in Liverpool in a couple of weeks. Grafting, obviously.
What are you saying, James, on graft?
No, I'm just saying that I'm there.
Imagine if he's on the tours as well.
Nah, he's not on the tours.
Nah, I think he's on the tours, man.
Nah, no chance.
He definitely drives a van.
Nah. I reckon it's like the little Picanto, little yellow one or something. Or a Nissan Micra. It's a little shit car. Just run on height towards me. No fuel. So again, obviously football way, he says you got nothing to say because you can't handle being a mid-table team. No fat hairy tits on me, lad. Because we alluded to him being the one that would send us the first tip picks, and it'd be some fat hairy tits. Yeah, mate, you know, in our mid-table team at the moment, it is what it is. You know, we can't all be top of the league because there's only one position to be taken.
It was funny that, like, this is how shit our football knowledge is. We always, like, Liverpool will do rubbish this season, and, like, they're doing all right as it stands. Obviously, it's only 9 games in, isn't it? 8, 9 games in.
Yeah, Man City are still going to win the league, to be fair. It's Arsenal Liverpool this weekend.
Yeah.
It's a big game for both of them because Arsenal did need a win.
Yeah, for Arsenal
to get back into the race, really. Liverpool want the win so they can potentially stay on top. But Man City, they're not looking like losing still again, are they? Was it 5-1 the other night in the Champions League?
I heard that Man City had the poor man's Birmingham. You know, top of their league.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's going to happen because, you know, they've got the richest owners in the world. And then Man City got the second, haven't they? But now Blues are doing well as well, aren't they, still?
Yeah, different leagues, though, isn't it?
It definitely is. But next season, they might be in the same league if all these charges come against them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what the actual outcome is. You know,
they're going to wire that way.
I think they will. I know the other week they'd won, or I don't know if they did win, or it's still ongoing, but basically to do with sponsorships.
Yeah, so one of the things that was all up in the air that apparently that it's looking like that, well, it's gone in Man City's favour. But you won't know everything until, I think, next February.
But no, the case the other week, it was separate to the 115 allegations.
Right.
So it was something to do with sponsorships, because essentially what Man City are trying to say is that their owners, the companies that they own, should be able to sponsor the club for whatever they want. But the Premier League's saying no, because that's not a fair price. So you can't say, who's the main sponsor now?
FEA.
Yeah. So they can't fucking have the empty ads sponsored fucking name rights as like 400 million a year because it's not fair value because they're always fucking empty.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
And then they can't have another shirt sponsor at fucking 10 million a month because that doesn't warrant what their revenue is overall. But Man City are trying to say, well, hang on. Well, that company wants to give us money. Why can't we accept it? Even though it's the owners of the club that own the companies that want to give, just wash their own money, essentially, don't they? If they do end up winning that, then that'll be good news for the likes of Newcastle. Because again, with their Saudi owners, they'll be able to put everything into it. But I think if that does happen, you know, we can only pray that the Super League does actually happen then, so they can just fuck off into that.
Don't you think the Champions League is the Super League?
I feel like the way that they've changed it is to try and do that.
The Super League.
Yeah.
It's literally, that's it. But the last phase goes into knockouts.
Yeah.
It's literally a Super League.
I think it's how they've tried to do it. Because it came out of the blue, really. It wasn't, like, in talks in the middle of last season that they were going to... They said there were going to be more teams.
They said they were going to change the format, but they didn't... I don't think they didn't actually say how. I can't remember like how they said they was going to change it. I can't remember, but they did say it was going to change from this point, but I don't think they gave as much details.
I think it was literally once the Super League was chinned off, they thought, right, we need to incorporate that style into this now. Then.
I do prefer the old style, though. You know,
is that just because we're used to it?
No, I just feel like you had your group. Using a hard group or shit group. You know, you play you home, then you play them away.
Mm.
So I like that format. But
I do kind of like the way it is at the moment.
No, I do like it. I mean, I do like the fact that you're having better matches. Like you had Dortmund, Real Madrid, obviously Villa played Bayern Munich last week, and you had Bayern Munich, Barcelona. So you're getting the better games off the bat.
Yeah.
Which is what it did need. But then you also got the shit ones still because there's more teams, isn't it?
Mm.
But we'll see. It's only its first year. It's in its infancy.
Yeah. All these little kinks will get ironed out, no doubt.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, they can just get their own Super League and just fuck off if they do end up winning. Because I can imagine that happening. If they did get found guilty and they tried to chin them out of the Premier League, then they'll just go off to what's the boss's president's name now?
Tivas or something like that. He's got a weird name.
It is a weird name. I think they'll go off to the logs of Barcelona and Juventus that still wanted to be in the Super League and just say, come on, let's just do it then. And then that way they can just play with themselves. Yeah. The fucking weirdos. But we're not a footballing podcast. So we're not going to carry on talking about football. Even though I am looking forward to watching some of the games over the weekend. But James, no, don't be sending me your tits. We don't need it. On to Jesse's comments, referring to someone that I'd said last week. Just how often do you nearly poo yourself? Sounds like you might need to change your diet.
Yeah, it's got too much fiber.
You know, I've thought this for probably a couple of years now. I feel like I might be slightly lactose intolerant.
Right.
Because obviously I'm drinking tea and coffee all day, so that's plenty of milk that I'm consuming. And then, like, if I have cheese on toast or a pizza or something, I know it more so the next day, because it's like the extra dairy that I've had is just fucking, obliterating my arsehole a little bit. Not in a good way. But otherwise, it's quite often. Normally, because I'll take the dog out, that gets the movements ready to go. But sometimes they'll get going a bit too much, and that's when I'm having to do the waddle, the little penguin walk back to the house as quick as possible, and then straight upstairs, and then fucking onto the toilet. So that'll happen at least once a week, because you just can't judge that. Well, I can't get straight out of bed and go straight onto the toilet.
Man, that's what I do every day.
I can sometimes, but in general, if I've had a shit fucking meal and a load of drink or something, I'll be able to do that straight away. Otherwise, usually it's because I've gone for the walk and then everything's getting up and going. Right. Okay, some people get up and have a cup of coffee and that gets the bowels going.
Yeah. Mate, I'm weird though. This is not in the gym, that. So, tomorrow, even though I want an alarm, I'll get up fucking 5:30, jump straight in that toilet because I need to go. Grab a coffee, go for a walk, go again. I can go about 5 times sometimes.
5 times in a day?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'll do like a 3er in a day if I've not properly been in the morning or not had enough time to sit there. Because I like to sit there for like 40 minutes if I can.
Yeah, honestly, I remember one of the lads saying he does 6 on average a day, and I was like, no chance. But honestly, on a weekend, on a Saturday, probably about 4 or 5 times.
Jesus. So this is why you need to have your switch charged up, because then that 5 times you're sitting on the toilet, you could be doing an hour of gaming then, couldn't you?
Yeah. I could do that.
But leading on to the toilet as well then, that was it. Lauren, thanks for the messages as always. You know, the links are always in the description. realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Hotline. 07470 4880096. Fucking hell. It's been a long day. On the Twitter, links are all there anyway, just get on them. And obviously, if you're new to the pod, drop a like, share, subscribe, all that jazz. You just know what to do. So Lauren, she says, I learn something new every week listening to you guys. By hands down, the best advice is your toilet etiquette. I hope that the men take note. Nothing worse than shit stains in the toilet and underwear. Hand in the toilet is Rankner.
No, well, look, I get it, but it's hand in the toilet or shit in the pan.
Yeah, so... You know, means are a must sometimes. If there is no brush, you've got to clean it somehow. And especially if you're at someone else's house and you've left a fucking skid or two, you've got to clean it, because then they know that you've had a dirty shit.
I mean, I can't go to other people's houses now with shit. There's just something that stops me, mate.
See, if you ever get on the tools with me, you're just going to have to accept that, you know, if you got to go, you got to go. It doesn't matter where you are. In someone else's house, in a bucket.
I just can't imagine in the back of the van or something. Else
But you don't have to stink it out. You can open a window.
Yeah, but still, it's kind of like... And like, as you said, you like to sit on there. I don't like to be rushed.
Yeah, if it's during the day while I'm working, that's because I can't hold it in and it's going to fucking fly out. I used to do it all the time on a job, to be fair. I mean, we've gone over before on the podcast. I'd go out of my way in the celebrities' houses, you know, Jamie Vardy's, Chris Brunt's, Matthew Lawton, to have a dump. That was just a part of the game, really, weren't it? Well, just, you know, just to say, yeah, I had a shit there. Which it's nice to still see Vardy having a good few goals in the Premier League, to be fair. He's doing well. but otherwise, yeah, hopefully the lads are taking advice, you know, they've learned how to wipe their arse properly.
Yeah,
because otherwise I couldn't have it. I mean, in general, it's a brave thing to have white underwear anyway.
No man has white underwear.
They shouldn't do.
They
shouldn't do.
They are an accident waiting to happen. Literally, it's an embarrassment waiting to happen.
Yeah.
I would hate, no, mate, just think about it, honestly.
I know.
Doesn't nanograph that? You get some tidy whities on, mate, and we see what they look like at the end of the day.
Oh, you're asking me to do it?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying they're not going to be white. You know what I'm saying?
Most likely not. Depends on depends on what I've done and not bought. Because again, I've said it numerous times on previous episodes. Every now and again, if I know that my arse is sweating a little bit, or if I've had some fucking dirty farts, then I'll give a little tactical wad just to make sure everything's all right. And sometimes there is a little bit poo there.
A brave man wears white underwear. Very brave man.
A brave man does, yeah. A wise man doesn't, though.
Yeah, literally.
Because if it's not shit coming out your ass, when you go for a wee, there's going to be a little bit of dribble.
A wise man wears black boxes continuously. Like this,
yeah, I mean, it's a push when you've got grey boxes.
Yeah, mate. But my underwear drawer is literally a set of 20 black boxes from ASOS.
Yeah. Do you never get it when... Like Christmas, when your mum and that buy your socks and underwear, that is an odd, random white set in there, and that
just doesn't get warm, eh? Just gets left there for 2 years, then you're throwing away.
I had that conversation with my mum probably about 15 years ago, and I'm happy you're getting me the boxes and that, but no white. And a few times there has been light grey, which I've been able to get away with. I've not shit myself in any of those, and then the piss stains don't fucking they don't show through. No, it's the wash out and off.
Would you wear pants? Would you go back to wearing pants?
No.
I think I might rock pants once more. I'm gonna pair briefs again.
I think since you're a dad, you can get onto that pant life, really.
But look, I feel like sometimes pants be fucking alright.
See, all I can just envision in my head is Homer Simpson when he's just in his white pants.
Just now black, obviously. You know what I mean?
Now
I might give that a go.
Mm.
When I was younger, and I used to wear pants. My mum used to buy me like the worst colours, like brown or like red.
Yeah, burgundy. You know,
why have I got yellow pants on?
Yeah. God. And it's like the multicoloured ones and that. I don't mind getting, you know, like Cookie Monster fucking boxes and that. It's not novelty ones sometimes. But what's with the fucking, well, jazz lines and stuff? Just fucking keep them plain.
Yeah.
We don't need checkered fucking boxer shorts and that. Just plain. Don't need it. Because we're the ones looking at them. No one else. Apart from what I'm grafting and my arse cracks out. But again, it's usually my arse crack, not the boxers. And I do wear a belt before anyone wants to make that comment. It's just, you know, the fucking, the arse just wants to be out. It is what it is.
It's the graft, isn't it?
Yeah. You know. But yeah, that's for everyone else's pleasure, by the way, because I don't get to see my own arse, do I? So yeah, thanks.
There's a lot of lads just like, I'm glad they brought up at the pre-start.
Well, it's just real, isn't it? It's real talk, this is. It's what
sometimes
we're all about.
Sometimes you can shake it for fucking, so it's, you're playing with it, mate.
So this cracks me up as well, though, to be fair. When, like, all the lads are like, yeah, you shake it more than three times. Like, you go to Your Honor, you have a piss. You shake it more than three times, you wanking. Oh, no, I need to shake the piss off. Because yeah. I hate that feeling if you haven't got it all out or got it all off and you took it away and you just feel it dribble. It's like, oh, God, I fucking hate it.
So you know when you're pissing, you're holding your dick. You're not holding it flat eye-like, so it's like it's not hanging as you would do if you fucking got no hands around it.
Yeah, no,
so it's at a different angle. Yeah. So my theory is that's why sometimes when you let go, it drips. You get that little bit, yeah, just like a tap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to come out.
Yeah, and you do a little bit of a, like a shotgun load, that's essentially. It, yeah. Just a little cock back and forward. Excuse the pun. who said I got a little cock? I've had no complaints, mate. Fucking hell. It's not about the size of the hammer. But, you got a little pull back and forth, and that, because as you say, because you're holding it at a different angle, so at least you do that, it's like it, I don't know, kind of just... releases the muscle a little bit or something, so it just allows whatever might be in the tube still to come out. And then, little flickety flick. And then if you feel that there's still more there, flick it and flick it and flick it. Don't just fucking be that guy. No, that's three times that is. Fucking put it away. And then walk around with fucking piss dribbling down your leg. It's a horrible, horrible sensation. Then again, I suppose some of these fucking weirdos enjoy that these days, don't they?
Well, I guarantee there's someone that's got that as a fetish.
I still don't get it.
No.
Fucking golden showers and that. It's weird, ain't
it? It's messy, isn't it?
Yeah. Much rather be pegged.
Nah.
What I think your issue is, though,
no,
is that if you had a finger or something up the ball and realised that you really liked it, you'd be fucking scared then, confused, questioning your own fucking sexuality.
As a man, yeah. No, as a man, right, if anything goes up your butt, you're technically gay.
No,
if someone puts a fake dick and puts it up me, I'm a faggot, mate. No, honestly.
No, that's different. So you just said fake. No, if it's a real one, then you're definitely gay. But if it's
the next best thing is a real one, ain't it? So you're halfway gay, nah.
Yeah, but what if it's the missus finger?
No, nothing.
Because it's not a cock or a rubber one, is it?
Nothing.
But you gotta bear in mind now, we're getting close to that age that we've gotta start we've gotta start having an MOT at the doctors. So that includes a little prostate exam.
Oh mate, I've had a thing up there from the doctors for
going off your logic, you're already gay then?
No, because that's medical. that was a need.
So I reckon when that happened, you got a little bit hard, and that's why you're so against it.
Mate, it's so embarrassing. You lie down, you turn on your side.
Because you're vulnerable,
your legs up, and you just like...
balls are just hanging to the side there.
I'm like, no. I've had so fucking vulnerable. Nah. Oh, no, I ain't looking... That's 40 years when we're 40, and you get one of that.
Yeah, we're looking at fucking...
I'm not looking for the coffin with the hold your balls. Because I'm not being funny, mate. When you go to the doctors... No, honestly. When you get your cock out, you want to put the best show on, no matter what. I don't care. You get so nervous. It goes in on itself, don't it?
Yeah.
Like, to the point where you want to go, it's not normal. But like, fuck me.
I know. But they do see it every day. So, you just got to have it in your head. It's not the smallest one they've seen that day. Or ever. Some people do have little willies, micro-penises. Oh God!
Right.
All the knowledge on this podcast. Now we'll get into a couple of fucking. When it works. This one's from Carl.
Hi, Carl.
And Carl says. Miller and Carter for their overpriced shit steaks. What a useless chain.
Mate, I used to go with Miller and Carter before COVID. Used to rail it. Used to be worth it. The dessert menu, perfect. Little chocolate ball. And it was full. Weren't like an Easter egg. Full. Fuck, expensive. Still wasn't worth the price. But it was enjoyable. after COVID, the biggest load of bollocks. One go back there. 100% right. Have you ever been?
I've been multiple times and I've never enjoyed it.
What, was this after COVID or before COVID?
Before.
So the one I went to before, I only went there once before. And they had I can't remember, we had a good starter. My main was lamb and potato dauphin.
Dauphinois.
Dauphinois.
Very posh.
And it was honestly perfect. It was, you know, I said earlier, it was overpriced thinking back, but it was worth it. Mm. I enjoyed it. But the dessert, I can't even remember the name of it. But yeah, after COVID, biggest load of bollocks.
See, the few times that I've been, not of my own choice, it's been for a birthday party and whatever. Well, gathering, not a party. And yeah, the steak size, so the one of them, I just went plain and simple, because the time of the day that it was, you have different offers on lot, so you could get your main and a dessert or a starter and a main for, I don't know, say it was 15 quid, whatever the fuck it was. So I did that just for the sake of it, because there was a good group of us. I didn't want to take the piss, because again, I wasn't paying for it. So I was like, yeah, I'll have that. So off the top of my head, it was an 8-ounce sirloin. Didn't even look fucking half the size of what an 8-ounce is. It wasn't cooked to my liking either, because I prefer a medium rare, and this was fucking well done. Oh. Like, it was almost charcoal. But again, because I'm a part of a group, I didn't complain. Yeah. Just fucking got the mayo out, lashed it on, fucking ate it. Another occasion I went, I love a good fucking T-bone order. Nice fucking 16-ounce of bad boy.
Mm.
Ordered it.
I bet you do, mate.
I fucking do.
No, in more ways than one, but I sound
16 bit, ounces, not inches, mate.
Fucking.
All around.
It's heavy. Yeah.
But yeah, ordered it. Again, wasn't cooked right. And I was like, nah, this is a fucking, this steak's meant to be done fucking to how you want. So as they do, they come over. And normally it's when you got food in your mouth.
Yeah, they do that on purpose as well.
Well,
they've got the biggest fucking shit in your mouth, so you can't complain. Like,
but that's what it is. It's because you're eating, so you can't properly reply and say that you're not happy with it. So, because I'd already cut into it, saw that it was fucking overcooked. I've not eaten anything. Like, I didn't even touch on the chips and that on the side. And then the girls come over, I was like, yeah, I'm not being funny. Ask for medium rare. This is overdone, this is. And then come back out again, and it was still overdone. I'm like, I'm just asking for it simple. Like, all that chef does is cook steaks. Like, it's not hard. So can I just have it done right? So the third one, it was done right in the end. But you know he's fucking spat over it or whatever.
Yeah. I'm worried that mayo would get that out though, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like having mayonnaise with a steak, though. Because when it's cooked right, you shouldn't have to do that. You know, bit of a... peppercorn sauce, though. Yes, please. And then, what was the other one? There was some other gravy that I had not long ago. Fucking beautiful. I can't remember what it was called now. But yeah, mayonnaise. No, stick that with the chips and the beans. Yeah, not on the fucking steak. But it didn't help most of the time because I've been in pubs for a long time anyway, though, but we've living and working in one, a Flaming Grill that is a cheap steakhouse essentially. Knowing how good the steaks were there compared, like, cheap wise and fucking, you know, value for money and that, then you go into an expensive place like the Miller and Carter's expecting a higher quality. It was just such a shame. I don't mind paying a lot of money for something as long as it's worth the money.
You get the value for money, yeah.
So when I've had those experiences and it's just been fucking shit or, you know, poor fucking cut or poor cook or something, it's just so annoying. It's just such a letdown.
It's underwhelming, isn't it? Because you really paid all that so much together or the expectations. But no, I totally agree.
Yeah.
With that, how it's
wrong. Full on agree. Carl. So yeah, Carl, hopefully he actually says something about it, because if your steak's not coming out right, you got to fucking say it.
Well, for that price, you got to say it.
Yeah. I mean, even when we was in the pub, so even though it wasn't my staff, the missus was running a pub. I still used to tell them off for not doing fucking the food right. And I'm like, you can't do that.
Well, with my one, it was a bit different. I said, before COVID, now I did. After COVID, I had the expectation of how good he was before. And the menu was different. But it just never hit the heights again. And then obviously it got more expensive. And you just can't pay for something you're not enjoying.
Nah, not worth it.
No.
So thanks for that. And then now we have old fucking Abs. She's saying... Why is the Royal Mail still a thing? Who's still sending letters?
It's more like a parcel company now, isn't it?
Yeah, because I know they do collections, so that if you want to post a parcel, you can have them come to yours and then fucking take it and send it and that. I mean, it's not cheap to do
that. Just, they just send you the bills, really, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all they're for now.
It is annoying because I had one from the bank the other day and I opted out from paper statements.
Yeah.
Like, 10 years ago or something. Basically, as soon as I joined that branch, I was like, don't send me paper. Look, I've got the app. I'll look at it on my app. And then if you want to send an email one. Yeah. So I still do. I'll get an email one. And then every 2-3 months, get a paper one. I'm like, why? Like, stop doing it. Fucking annoying. But, I mean, if it's delivery-wise, there's a lot of companies that use the Royal Mail and that as well for parcels. So, they've had to move with the times, to be fair.
I was going to say, no one sends postcards anymore. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember them, yeah. I never really got in it. Not that I'm bitter about it. But it's mad. You go to a fucking seaside place and they've still got the racks with the postcards.
Yeah, great Yarmouth, loving it.
But you think people must just buy them just for the sake of buying
them. I think they've been there since 1998, mate, because they ain't updated the photo. So it's like an aerial shot of Great Yarmouth.
But why would they update it?
Because it's less stuff there and they don't need to because they're not selling now.
Yeah, and...
Well, it looks funky, doesn't it?
Yeah, but they wouldn't need to update the photo of, like, the landscape of said area because it's not changed, has it?
Nah, mate, Great Yarmouth. Look, you didn't have the pleasure of experiencing Great Yarmouth in the 90s. Well, not the early 2000s.
I've fucking had the pleasure of Great Yarmouth. Good for you, Tom.
Yeah, but you're like, as an adult, as a kid, Great Yarmouth, Hemsby, which is...
I did go there as a child, you know.
Yeah, but like, how old was you, mate?
So from the age of like 5 up to 15, 16.
Right, fair one, then you did.
So yeah.
How great Yarmouth, was it?
Skegness, Wales, Rhyl and all that. I've been to one of them.
No, but Yarmouth, though, was a bit different. You had a bit of everything also. Ooh. How good was the club as a kid? The club. You know what club I want about?
All the Tiger
Club. Rory Club, yeah. Get there early to get a good table. Mum and Dad used to put the fucking Coke in the fucking bag, obviously.
Yeah.
Fucking
the liquid, not the fucking powder.
Yeah. I used to hate that, you know. I just wanted a Coke and you're like, you have to get the fucking panda pop out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Give me that roller cola. See, because I still love that. Fucking, you go to one of these destinations, you've got to fucking get there early enough before all the rest of the kids start piling in. Get a good table that you need to be able to see the stage, but then you're not in the mix of it all too much that you can still get to the bar easy enough.
Yeah.
And not too far away from the toilet, because once you started having a few bevs, you needed to go back and forth a few times.
Well, when we go away, obviously, we take the dog, and the dogs aren't allowed into the club.
Some of them they are, though.
Yeah, but not into the main bit of it. So, like,
again, some of them they are now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I went to one, Hopton Haven, that was allowed into a certain point, but not where the actual club was.
Yeah.
So I've never been to the club with.
So it wasn't a Tiger Club or one of those franchises that I was at in March. But yeah, the dog was allowed to sit where we was.
Maybe like on the outside bit.
No, no.
See the stage?
Yeah. So essentially, we could have been rolled up against the stage with the dog. Well, right. We was sitting to the. So if he was looking at the stage, we were sitting to the right and had the dog with me. It was the bar area,
right,
where there was a no dog section basically. So at the bar, around the right hand side, and then the restaurant side basically.
Yeah.
So you couldn't be with the dog there, because with that, the last night I went in there actually. Because I was too embarrassed to go in again. I'd gone to the bar. There was a little Jack Russell fucking giving it 10 men, as they always do. I'm standing there laughing. grabbed my pint of Guinness. As I've gone to walk off, I've felt the tug of the lead because the dog stopped, turned around. He's pissing up against the fucking barrel. I just fucking just lost my shit. I just walked straight out of the pub with him, went back to the fucking little lodge, pint in hand. I was like, I can't go back in there now. It's just pissed all over the gaff. And look, because as I was walking out, I could see the table of everyone else that I was sitting with, and they're all just laughing because they've seen the dog pissing. I was like, I can't go back in. Can't do it. But that place, I was fucking gutted because I was there on my birthday. And I know I've told it when I'd got back from my birthday. But yeah, for all the new listeners that didn't listen to that one, I'd been on a massive walk in the morning, walked all the way along the shore, down to fucking Fantasy Island. Fucking been the wrong destination now. All the way down there and then back up. I was out walking for 4 hours, got back 11 o'clock, had a shower, had some breakfast, and the pub said it was open at 12 o'clock. Thought, right, open my fucking presents. Yeah, Sam, thanks. I'm going to go for a pint because no one else wanted to do anything. And half of them were fucking going into town for whatever reason. So I was like, just on my own, hour, couple of beers, any. Fucking, I'm all excited. Walked. Fucking doors locked, any. And I could see there was like, the cleaner or whatever. And the sign on the door says 12 o'clock it opens. I was there at 12:15. And I, just before I walked in, I saw the other group in the car going off to town. So if I would have known that the pub was closed, I would have said, take me into town and I'll make my way back in an hour or so. And I was just so pissed off. So I ended up walking back to the fucking lodge and just cracking open the can. Just sad. We went out for beers on the night time then, but you know, it was just because I had it, that was all my plan.
Yeah, you know.
I was out walking from fucking 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm gonna have a beer at 12. Fucking go get some.
I'm getting on it.
Yeah, on my own. Couple of fucking just chilled ones away from everyone else. Just a bit of personal me time. No.
And when you want a proper beer, the cans don't hit the same, do they?
Nah, because again, because they did do a nice part of Guinness there, to be fair. So that's what I was wanting to get. And I only had fucking cans of Carlton in the lodge, so I was a bit gutted about that. But it is what it is. What's done is done. We can't change the past now, can we?
No.
So, last but not least, we will get on to yours and I'm sure others' favourite feature. Get that fucking confession on, kid.
Just let it play a bit, mate. Get the feels for it. Right. Confession.
Confession.
These are my confessions.
Well, not ours, but yeah.
Maybe. Right. I recently hooked up with this guy. The date was great. Food, drinks, and all the lovely stuff. So after the date, I was in the mood to go back to his for more time together. Another drink, then straight to the action, all the kissing.
All the kissing.
Onto the foreplay, then the sex.
Sucking that cock.
Then the, we're just imagining.
Yeah, yeah.
I came several times and he made sure. The problem is, though, is that when he finished, he shouted, boom. Completely killed the mood and gave me the ick. I made an excuse not to stay and left. I've since blocked him on all platforms and can't bear to see his face as I know I've broken his heart.
Now,
see, I think me and you are going to say the same thing on this because I can't blame him for going boom. He's had that build up energy. He's done a job, clearly.
He's done fucking several jobs.
Boom.
Yeah.
He's a fucking
expressing himself. That he's fucking had a good time.
And also the first time that with someone new, you've got to be on your aim game. And I would guarantee he's been on his aim game. The boom was well warranted for me, mate.
Yeah. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall and just see how enthusiastic this boom was though. Because if it's give her the ick, but why? Because if it's a little quiet one, that's fucking it.
Yeah.
But like, if it's a full on, boom,
yeah,
They're like, she should have been fucking hand up, high fiving him. Like, that was a good effort, that was, lads. So,
because for me, if he lasted like 2 minutes and it was like, boom, then yeah. Like, but like the fact that, you know, she came several times and he made sure of it.
Yeah, she,
you know,
definitely
that
got
boom
hers.
Was like validated. Like, yeah. Honestly, I'd boom him, Joe.
I'd
boom
fucking,
him back.
I'd give it a fucking
boom.
You know, I feel like I might start incorporating this a little bit myself. Like, you know, you see that he used to be a boxer and his son's a boxer at the moment. He orders the Chinese and all that.
Bosh.
Fucking get one of them at the end of it. Fucking bosh. Fucking bosh, daddy.
I think what we're trying to say is, you know, when you've done a good job.
Yeah. Every time.
And the first time. Well, they all can't be winners. Let's face it.
Look, as I say, I've never had complaints, mate.
Right, but they all can't be winners. Look, mate. They all can't be winners. Look. So, I'm assuming this is your first go with him.
Mm.
Yeah. Reasoning up with the guy. That was great. Food and drinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pulled his A game out.
Mm.
He's fucking smashed it.
Smashed
fucking
her as well.
Boom. Literally.
Fucking. So, if boom's not acceptable, what do you think would be an acceptable noise or word to make on completion?
Well, put me on the spot here, mate. I don't know. I
in
think
general,
boom's just like, I think there's, I think anything. I think
boom's just like an acknowledgement. Like,
boom.
Fucking yes. Because I think a lot of men have to like make noise in general to let the woman know that they're finished. Because unless you're pulling out and it's fucking going everywhere, or like, you know, they're finishing the job, they can't see inside of them, can they?
No.
So I feel like you have to do some sort of like noise, be a like a bit of a fucking. Oh, yeah.
I reckon yours is a bit more soft, mate. Like, daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine you like really high pitch.
Nah. I mean, again, because my walls are thin, I can't make too much noise because the nails are not. And like, when the headboard's fucking banging, even though I ain't got a headboard, but when the bed's already banging, we don't need fucking her moaning and then me going, boom! At the end of it as well, don't we? but no, you got to do a bit of a fucking, you know, look,
yeah,
not necessarily a heavy breathe.
What about
a
soo? Like,
soo! You know there's people that do that.
You know
can
what?
Guarantee that.
If Ronaldo ain't done that, is because
that's probably why he started doing,
you know,
it on the pitch.
There could be like, because you could, there's the soo, and there's like soo, all corner, and then suey.
Yeah. Again, I suppose it depends on what ribbon you got going as you're about to fucking finish as well, innit?
So the boom makes me think he was proper banging on boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I reckon he's rattling the back doors.
Off. Literally, yeah, because that one missionary. If you don't missionary boom, that's just your doggy or reverse cowboy. Oi. You know what I mean? He's got her in some all kinds of positions to finish with a boom.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been like fucking, he could have been making like the Spider-Man noise where he's doing the hand movement and shit, like fucking. So, yeah, just, I think you've done him dirty there. I feel like you should have.
I think she should apologise to him.
Yeah, apologise, unblock
him. And give him another go.
Yeah, and then maybe you drop a boom in.
When she's come.
Yeah. Oh, boom. Oh, boom.
I don't, it doesn't sound right then, does it?
So, I don't know, a female equivalent then, any? Okay. Sploosh. 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 Splash.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Someone's definitely done a squirrel then. Someone's definitely Pikachu. I don't know.
Fucking hell, man. Fucking get that licker tongue out, kid.
Yeah.
God. Well, now that we've made everyone fucking horny and thinking about what they're going to say next time in bed, Let us know your sex words. What do you say?
When
you
some of them's definitely got the safe day. Words in there.
Yeah. James is his fucking, Jürgen! Gerard! Again, I reckon that's been a lot of the Scousers ones, any. Gerard! Fucking Carragher. Fucking flemmed up. So, yeah, now that everyone's fucking in the mood and ready to rock and roll, we're going to fucking rock and roll. That is, end the podcast. As always, yeah, make sure you send more of the messages in, emails, WhatsApps. Keep them coming. We'll get straight on to them next week as well. What it is in my head again, though, we might end up having to miss a week again in a couple of weeks because, as I say, I'm working in Liverpool. But if we can, if the stars align, we will get a pre-record. Or I might just do one from the hotel room on my own, which I'm sure James will love. Fucking.
Yeah, you know, we should link James and do one.
He's not ready, man. He's not ready. Get up!
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's waiting, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.